From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The leading suspect in the Paris terrorist attacks appears in court. Salah Abdeslam entered a courthouse in the French capital just hours after his extradition from Belgium. The 26-year-old Frenchman who lives in Brussels had been on the run since the November 13 Paris attacks. He was caught just days before the March 22 Brussels attack. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for both. The United States is urging Ukraine to start jailing corrupt officials after months of political turmoil. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for European Affairs Victoria Nuland said in Kiev Wednesday that she was encouraged by the government's commitment to reforms. Former U.S. House Speaker Dennis Hastert has been sentenced to 15 months in prison. Hastert's case involves hush money paid to one of at least four male former students he allegedly abused sexually decades ago. Hastert must also undergo sex offender treatment, 2 years of supervised release after prison, and pay $250,000 in fines. Before sentencing, Chicago Federal Court Judge Thomas Thornton described Hastert as a serial child molester. After a string of primary election victories Tuesday, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton appear close to becoming their party's nominees for president. Trump now needs to win just half of the remaining available delegates to claim the nomination on the first ballot at this summer's Republican convention. On the Democratic side, Clinton is close to defeating her sole competitor, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Sanders plans to begin laying off hundreds of campaign workers around the country. This is VOA News. Donald Trump called Wednesday for sharp changes in U.S. foreign policy to put American interests first. In a comprehensive foreign affairs speech in Washington, Trump attacked President Barack Obama's handling of U.S. foreign affairs and decisions made by former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. He called on U.S. allies to pay more for the protection they get from American military expenditures.
Our allies are not paying their fair share, and I've been talking about this recently a lot. Our allies must contribute toward their financial, political, and human costs, have to do it, of our tremendous security burden. But many of them are simply not doing so. They look at the United States as weak and forgiving and feel no obligation to honor their agreements with us.
Donald Trump. Another Republican presidential hopeful, Ted Cruz, who is believed to have little or no chance to gain enough delegates to win at the party convention, has picked former technology executive Carly Fiorina as his vice presidential running mate.
There is a lot at stake, and in fact, this is a fight. This is a fight for the soul of our party and the future of our nation.
Fiorina ran for the Republican presidential nomination herself before dropping out. The future of hundreds of detainees held in an Australian-run migrant camp in Papua New Guinea is in limbo after a court ruled the facility was operating illegally. Philip Mercer reports.
A panel of five judges at Papua New Guinea's Supreme Court has ordered that immediate steps be taken to end the detention of asylum seekers in the Australian-sponsored camp on Manus Island. The court said that the 850 male detainees were being held illegally because their freedom of movement was being restricted. The judges insisted that the detention breached their fundamental human rights, as guaranteed by various international treaties and the Papua New Guinea Constitution. In response, the Papua New Guinea Prime Minister Peter O'Neill announced Wednesday that the centre would be closed. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
A suicide attack wounded at least seven people in the northwestern Turkish city of Bursa, a popular tourist destination. Authorities said a woman blew herself up near the main mosque of the city, killing herself. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Longtime Chinese human rights activist and former political prisoner Harry Wu has died at the age of 79. Wu died Tuesday while on vacation in Honduras, according to the Logai Research Foundation. No cause of death was given. At age 23, he was sentenced to 19 years in the Chinese prison camp system for criticizing the Soviet Union, then an ally of China. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.